So we're up to the final three brachas of Shemayna Esrei, which is the starts with the bracha of Ritzei. The final three brachas of Shemayna Esrei is called, as a group, the brachas of Haida'a. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, says that the last three brachas of Shemayna Esrei are Haida'a. The first three are Shevach, praise of Hashem, and the last three are Haida'a, thanking Hashem, and the middle one are the main chunk of Shemayna Esrei, that's the Bakashas. In actuality, Lamaisa, only the middle bracha of the last three brachas is a bracha of Haidah. That's the bracha of Maizim, thanking Hashem. The other brachas is really not Haidah. It's surrounded by a bracha, a tefillah, to ask Hashem to restore the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the bracha of Ritzei. And the bracha of asking Hashem to establish Shalom, peace in Klal Yisrael. So those are really bakashas. But it's still called the three brachas of Haidah because the focal point, the center of the Shalosh Achronis, the main point is Haidah, that's the bracha of Maidim, even though we have the Bakashas around it. Lamaisa, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, in Brachas, Taflam Adalid, that when a person wants to make private Bakashas, La'olam al Yishal Adam Tzrachav, a person shouldn't ask his private needs, Loi B'Shalosh Rishonos, V'Loi B'Gimel Achronis. Not in the first three Brachas, not in the last three. So you see that the last group is taka, a place where it's inappropriate to ask bakashas. A person is not supposed to make a bakasha in the last three brachas. And Tosis is quick to point out over there in brachas that really Ritzei and Sim Shalom are bakashas. But what the Gemara means is that the person shouldn't have private bakashas during the Shalosh Rishonos and Shalosh Achronos. The tzrachim that we ask in Avodah and in Shalom is tzarchei tzibur. Those are things general. Bakashas, general tefillahs that we ask that Hashem should bring back the Avodah to the Beis HaMikdash and to bring a matzav of peace in Klal Yisrael. The Avudram, who is the Talmud of the Tur, the Avudram adds that the Bakashas of Ritzei and Sim Shalom are not just Tzarchei Tzibur, that's why they're allowed in the last three brachas, but also they represent Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just for ourselves, we're asking to bring back the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Kavod of Hashem, and the same thing, Shalom, to have peace within Klal Yisrael, and help us have the Yishuv Adas, to be Oved Hashem. These things, in addition to being Tzarchei Tzibur, also are for Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore they can find their place in the Shalosh Achronos, and not in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, which is the place of the other Bakashas. Okay, so the Nusach HaBracha starts, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, Ba'amcha Yisrael uv'sfilasam. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, you should look favorably, be favorable, Ba'amcha Yisrael uv'sfilasam. Look favorably towards Amcha Yisrael, towards your people Yisrael, uv'sfilasam, and toward their tefillah. Really, this bracha is to ask Hashem to look favorably towards our tefillah, uv'sfilasam. Why do we preface it by saying, Ba'amcha Yisrael? So, Rabbeinu Avram, the son of the Gra, Rabbeinu Avram ben Agra, says that really our bakasha is that Hashem should answer our tefillah. However, we all know that what type of tefillah does Hashem desire? The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Daled teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avel l'tefilasam shel tzadikim. Hashem desires the tefillah of tzadikim. So memela, we make a hakdama, an introduction. We say, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu ba'amcha Yisrael. Look favorable towards Klal Yisrael. Look at us as tzadikim. See the good that we do and try to look away from the bad that we do. Therefore, once you Ritzei ba'amcha Yisrael, and now Hashem looks at us favorably like tzadikim, then memela v'tfilasam, Hashem will memela look favorably towards the tefillah because it will be considered by Hashem as a tefillah shel tzadikim. And then we ask, V'hasheves ha'avodah l'dvir beisecha. Hashem should return the avodah l'dvir beisecha, which is the Beis HaMikdash. The terminology dvir, specifically in referring to the Beis HaMikdash, dvir always refers to the Kodesh HaKadashim. And the psukim in Malachim Aleph, Kapitel Vav, where it talks about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the dvir is referring always to the Kodesh HaKadashim. So in the Iyun Tefillah, which is a pirish that appears in the Oitzer HaTefillahs Siddur, he says, first of all, that the reason why the Kodesh Kadashim is called Devir, it's Milashin Dibur, speech, because that's the place, the source of where Hashem talks to Moshe Rabbeinu and to the leaders of Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk teaches us in Parashas Truma, V'dibarti Yitcha Me'ala Kapoyres Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. That's the place where the Dibur of Hashem comes out in this world between the Kruvim and the Arayin that's in the Kodesh HaKadashim. That's why it's called the Devir. But Al Kapanim, the Iyun Tefillah tells us that when we're davening that Hashem should restore the Avodah, we're talking about all the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. We specifically mention Lidvir Beisecha, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because we're going all the way. We're asking for the highest level of Avodah. The highest level of Avodah is the Avodah's Pnim that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim only one time a year, by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And therefore, when we say that Hashem should return the Avodah, we mention the Dvir Beis Echa, not just the Beis HaMikdash as a whole, but referring all the way, even the Avodah of the highest level of Avodah, the Avodah that's done in the Dvir, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. So we started asking, we'd say Hashem, that Hashem should answer our tefillah. Then we continue it, V'hashay V'sah Avodah, to ask that Hashem restores the Avodah. And the connection should be obvious to us, that the real Avodah, the real service to Hashem, is the Avodah HaKarbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have that Avodah, so what do? We daven. That's also called the Avodah. Gemara in Tainus Daf Beis, right, tells us that the Avodah Shebelev is Tefillah, it's also called Avodah. That's the Avodah that we could do these days. The Pasuk says in Hosea, in the Haftarah by of Shuvah, Shabbat Shuvah, it says, Unashal Maparim Sifaseinu. What's Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu? That instead of the Parim, instead of the cows that we bring as Karbanas, we offer to Hashem the words of our lips. Sifaseinu. Our Tefillah is always considered, that Pasuk is always used in reference to Tefillah. Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu, our Tefillah is like Karbanas. And therefore that's the connection. We ask Hashem, answer our tefillahs which is now in the place of the karbanas, look favorably towards our tefillahs and accept our tefillahs. But we have not lost sight of the fact that the real avodah, the true avodah, is the Beis HaMikdash. So please restore the real avodah and bring back the Beis HaMikdash, so that our avodah will not just be avodah satfila, but it'll be the true avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now, in the next words over here, there's two different mahalchim, how to punctuate what's going on. It's an amazing thing. It dates back all the way to Tosfos, the final Tosfos in Menachos, the absolute last Tosfos in Menachos. Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph brings two pshatim in this tefillah, and I just want to go through it in the tefillah now that starts V'isha Yisrael U'tefillasam Ba'avos Kabel Baratzayin. Pasha, two ways how to read it. The simple way to read it, the way Tosfos seems in his Ikar Derech, is to put V'isha Yisrael with the next part, V'isha Yisrael, which means the fire offerings of Yisrael. That's the carbon. Ishei Reach Nichayach Lashem. Right? Ishei is referring to a carbon. So V'isha Yisrael Utzvilasam, the Isha Yisrael, the carbonus of Klal Yisrael and their tefillas. Ba'ava Sekabel Beratzayin, you should be makabelit with ava, with love. Beratzayin is with favor, like we said. So V'isha Yisrael Utzvilasam Ba'ava Sekabel Beratzayin. The problem with reading it like that, with putting V'isha Yisrael on the continuation of it, is that what does that mean? We're asking Hashem to accept Isha Yisrael and Tfilasam. Two different things. The Karbanos and the Tfilah. These days we're not bringing Karbanos. Today we just said that our Tfilah is in place of the Karbanos. So what are we asking Hashem? Hashem should accept the Isha Yisrael and Tfilasam. We don't have the Isha Yisrael. So the Tur in Simen Kuf Chaf explains the Tfilah like this. And he says that really it's not two separate things, V'isha Yisrael u'tfilah sam. What we mean is, Hashem should accept our tefillahs, which is b'makam Isha Yisrael. A little bit of a daichik, right? V'isha Yisrael u'tfilah sam, meaning our tefillah, which is in place of the Isha Yisrael, should be accepted b'ratzayim. The Taz already points out that it sounds like it's two separate things, Isha Yisrael u'tfilah sam. It doesn't say V'isha Yisrael shehi tefilah sam. So it's a little bit of a daichik, that pshat. The Tur suggests another pshat, again going along the same Mahalach, that Isha Yisrael Tfilasam is read together. So he brings a medrash that says something very interesting, that the Malach Michael every day brings to Hashem as a carbon the neshamos of tzaddikim, the neshamos of tzaddikim that are nifter. So Hashem Kilu accepts that as a carbon. Malach Michael says to Hashem, look at the great tzaddikim that Klal Yisrael has produced, and that serves as a carbon. It says in the Medrash that Michal brings them on the Mizbeach Shel Ma'ala, and it's a great schus for Klal Yisrael. So the Torah says, maybe based on that Medrash, the Pshat is V'isha Yisrael, the carbonus of Klal Yisrael, that Malach Michal is bringing, U'svilasam, and their tefillahs that we say. In other words, V'isha Yisrael, according to this, could mean one of two things, the Beis Yosef points out. Either V'isha Yisrael, Lashon of Isha, people, men, V'isha Yisrael, the people, the tzaddikim of Yisrael, or V'isha Yisrael, the karbanis, but referring to this spiritual carbon, the carbon that a Malach Michal brings of the tzaddikim. So Al Kapanim, along these ways, again, it's a little confusing, but just try to get it. that the Torah says, if you read V'isha Yisrael u'tfilasam b'vaskabel b'ratzayin, it either means tfilasam, which is in place of Isha Yisrael, or V'isha Yisrael referring to the neshamis of the tzaddikim that Hashem takes as a carbon, u'tfilasam and the tfilah. L'maisa, because of the problem of the reading that Isha Yisrael and tfilasam, we don't have karbonis these days, Taisis and the Torah, they bring that Yesh Mefarshim, a whole different mahalach, b'chlal, that after V'isha Yisrael should come a big period, big comma. This is the way the Maisa, the Gra in Shulchan Aruch reads it also. The Gra in Simikuf Chav reads like this, and the people who are annoyed like the Gra, the Maisa should read with this way. Bring back the Avoida to the Beis HaMikdash. V'isha Yisrael and the Karbanos. Bring that back also. Now, a new statement. Usvilasam ba'avos kabel b'ratzayin. And accept their tefillah, not accept Isha Yisrael. We don't have the Isha Yisrael now. We're talking about the future. You should bring back the Avoida of Isha Yisrael, which has its element of Daichik also, because we just said, bring back the Avoida. Then we say, Ledvir Beisach, V'Isha Yisrael, and bring back Isha Yisrael. The Avoida really is the Isha Yisrael, the Avoida of the Karbanis. But that is anyway how the girl learns it. I see in the Siddur in front of me now, this Art Scroll Siddur, there's a big period after V'Isha Yisrael. Obviously, this is Alpi the Gra. But according to Tosis and the Torah and the other Pshat, V'Isha Yisrael should be read separately, you know, together with the next part. I'm not trying to confuse you. I'm just telling you should take your pick. I'm not going to be Machriya. Tosis brings that it's two Pshatim. You could have in mind either one. But one thing I should say, at least have in mind one of them, that you should choose either to say V'Isha Yisrael u'tfilasam b'avos kabel b'ratzayin, and that means the tefillah which is in place of V'Isha Yisrael, or this karbanis that Malach Michal brings. Or v'ashev es avoid ledvir beisecha v'isha Yisrael, that it should, Hashem should restore the avoida and the karbanis, and then usvilasam b'avos kabel b'ratzayin. Okay. Then we end off this part usihil ratzayin tamid avoidas Yisrael amecha, that the avoida of your people Yisrael should tamid, should always be favorable to you. What's the stress that we say tamid always? So in the Oitzer HaTfilah Siddur there's a pirush called Eitz Yosef, and there he says a nice part that there's two types of avoida. There's avoida of the carbon, real avoida, and then there's the avoida that we do these days in place of the carbon, the tefillah. So we're asking Hashem is, whatever avoida we can offer to you should always be pleasant to you. Even if it's not the best avoida, the avoida of the carbon, it's the avoida of tefillah, but it should constantly be pleasurable to you, and it should be l'ratzayin, favorable to you, the tefillah that we do. It should be just as favorable to you as if we brought a carbon, like we say on the Yom Tovim, right? Besides getting under the talus, you should concentrate what that means. That the tefillah, asira seinu, our tefillah should be pleasant to Hashem, should be pleasing to Hashem, carbon. So that's really what we're saying here also. The avodah that we do these days, the avodah of tefillah, should be just as pleasing to Hashem as the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Sechazena Inenu is a direct continuation of this. In the Siddurim, it's always separated. Why? For the simple reason, because there's Yalav Yavai in between some days, so the Siddurim have to print Yalav Yavai. But on a day that you don't say Yalav Yavai, it's really one connection. It's all part of this bracha of avodah. And the bracha says, the Sechazena Inenu, our eyes should see b'shuvcha l'tziyon b'rachamim, when you return to tziyon b'rachamim. So when you return to tziyon really means you return us, but also the lashon of b'shuvcha means you yourself return, as we mentioned in the bracha of Yerushalayim, ircha b'rachamim tashuv, that you should return, because the Gemara Megillah teaches us on the Afchavtes that when Klal Yisrael is in galus, so Hashem Kaviyachal is in galus as well, the Shechina is in galus, Shechinta b'galusa. And if that's the case, when Hashem brings us back to Yerushalayim and builds the Beis HaMikdash, the Hashras HaShechina itself will be coming back to the Beis HaMikdash. So v'sechazeneinu, our eyes should behold b'shuvcha l'tziyon, when you come back to tziyon b'rachamim, baruch atah Hashem, ha-machzir shechina sayo tziyon, Hashem is the one who returns his shechina to tziyon. I'll never forget, when I was a bachar, I had the opportunity, I was not learning in the Mir Yeshiva, but I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I heard that in the Mir Yeshiva, Rav Segel, Zatzal, the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Tzaddikei Ador, was going to be giving a shmuz in the Mir Yeshiva, and I wanted to go. I had heard about him, but I had never heard a shmuz of his. I knew he spoke English. No one told me that the shmuz was going to be in Yiddish, but l'maisa, I went to the Mir Yeshiva, and I came early, I found a seat, and he gave a shmuz. It was an incredible marah to watch, although I understood nothing of the shmuz, because I didn't understand Yiddish, and I saw that he was so into it, and everyone was listening, and he was crying at certain points. But there was one thing that I'll never forget, because there was one part that I remembered basically what he was saying, and it had to do with this bracha. And he was talking about when we say v'sechazena einenu, that our eyes should be zoicha to see the hashras hashchina b'shuvcha letziyim b'rachamim. And he kept on asking everybody, are your eyes really to see hashras hashchina? Do you take care of your eyes? Are they pure? Are they clean enough to see b'hashras hashchina? Everyone, as we know, person has to be honest with themselves that there's a tendency to look at things that are not sneers, to look at things that are inappropriate. The world around us is shouting it, is putting it in front of our eyes, because that's what attracts everyone's attention, and therefore you have to buy the same car that this lady is standing by, because just like she likes the car and you're attracted to looking at her, so you also need the car. Everything that the whole world around us try to be metamayos is with our einayim, and the tendency of a person is to take a second look when something is inappropriate, and therefore we have to make sure that our nature, our teva, doesn't rule over us for our entire lives. We have to grab hold of that yetzahara, of that tendency, and build the gvura to look away from something that's attractive to us if it's inappropriate. And when we say v'sechazena einenu, so we're asking that our eyes should be zoicha to see it, we also have to be mechazik ourselves to make sure that our eyes are pure and don't look at things that are inappropriate and unclean, because like this, then our eyes will taka be able to see b'shuvcha letziyim b'rachamim. Rav Leib Chasman, who was a big mashkiach in the earlier generation, used to say that when a person's vision could be impaired, could be interfered with the tiniest speck of dust. If a person, chas v'shalom, gets a little speck of dust in his eye, so that already he has to shut his eye very tight and he's not able to see. And he said it was the same thing with our eyes in ruchnias, our spiritual vision. If the person gets the tiny speck of dust, a little bit of impurity, that could contaminate the eye and make it that our eyes won't be right to see the learning and to see kedusha, something that can affect us in a very terrible way. And the Medrash Taka teaches us, the last Medrash, I believe it's the last piece in the Medrash Rabbah in Parashas Achrimais, that it says there in the Vayikra Rabbah that if a person passes something inappropriate and he notices that it's inappropriate and he turns away, he doesn't do what 99.9% of this world does, and that's look at it again with more concentration. He controls himself and he turns away. Hashem says that he'll be zoicha to see the Hashras Hashchina. The Medrash brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, Lamed Gimel, that says, V'oitzeim einov me'ra'ois b'ra'. Someone closes his eyes from seeing bad, not an easy thing to do. So he closes his eyes, turns his eyes away from seeing bad. The pasuk says afterwards, Melech b'yafyoi techazena einecha. Your eyes will be able to see the king in all of his beauty. Melech b'yafyoi techazena einecha, which is referring to the Hashras Hashchina. So that's something that we should all be careful of and remind ourselves when we say v'sechazena einenu. And for this bracha, we should all be zoicha that Hashem Shetaka answer our tefillah, and he should restore the true Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, and we all be holding on the Madrega of Sechazena Einenu, that our very own eyes will be able to behold B'Shuvcha Letziyon B'Rachamim.